This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1958, recorded on Thursday the 11th of May 2017, in which we have news items, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. Hello there. I am Ian Robertson and I'm joined by...
Val Freer.
Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the Evening News, and a feature about bread making. Also this week, you'll have in your wallet a second memory stick, which has this month's edition of the Norfolk magazine. Today we welcome our new listeners, John Taylor of Wyndham, Sandra Harrison and Reginald Taylor, both of Norwich. Hello there. We do hope you enjoy listening.
We don't want to start off the news too dismally, but a few stories have taken our eye which aren't the happiest. The derelict Pine Banks buildings, once part of the Norwich Union Empire, are regarded as a danger. May Gurney is to close its Trouse office with the potential loss of many jobs. And yet more misery on the roads for travellers, as firstly the Deerham Road roundabout on the Ring Road is to get a makeover lasting 6 months, and secondly work in the Newmarket area is about to start. Firefighters have been forced to rescue youths spotted climbing onto derelict buildings around Thorpe St Andrews. Police issue a warning, someone is going to get seriously hurt. Since February, Norfolk Police have had 20 calls reporting antisocial behaviour at disused sites including Pine Banks, the Old Hospital and the Old Langley School. A concerted effort is being taken to prevent youngsters accessing the buildings, and local police have said they're prepared to take offenders to court. Thorpe St Andrews Safer Neighbourhood Team are working in partnership with Broadland District Council and the Operational Partnership Team, OPT, to address the issues of antisocial behaviour and criminal damage. PC Sean Phillips said the area beat manager said, these buildings have been fenced off and boarded up for good reason. They can be very dangerous places with hazards you can see and many that you can't. The properties can also contain asbestos and are very unstable. Anyone entering them is putting themselves in danger, as they will most certainly not be in a safe condition. These buildings are not playgrounds.
The futures of 160 staff at construction firm Kier, formerly May Gurney, have been thrown into doubt after the company confirmed it will be closing its site at Trouse near Norwich. Kier Group said it was leaving because the extended lease on its site on the street would come to an end in September 2017. Some staff will be relocated to other Norfolk offices, said Kier, while others face relocation to either Bedfordshire or Manchester. A consultation period is underway, but Kier has not yet confirmed how many staff will be relocated to its local offices, Mason Road in Mile Cross and Wyndham, nor how many will have to move their offices further afield to keep their jobs. The site is understood to be owned by Ceres Property Company, which in 2013 was given outline planning permission for 670 homes at the adjoining Deal Ground, where work has yet to start. Kier Group bought May Gurney in 2013 in a £221 million deal, outbidding its rival Costain for the company. Trevor Lewis, councillor for Trouse Newton on South Norfolk Council, said Kier will be missed in the village. I think it's unfortunate when industry disappears and one is just left with housing, he said.
Motorists have been warned that preparatory work for a £1.6 million scheme to replace a roundabout on Norwich's Ring Road will cause disruption next week. The roundabout where Sweetbriar Road meets Deerham Road is used by 40,000 vehicles a day. The full project will start in August and last 6 months, but next week there will be temporary traffic lights in place overnight.
Drivers have been warned to brace themselves for 13 weeks of disruption when work begins on a traffic shake-up on the edge of Norwich. Work in Cringleford, which is part of a multi-million pound Transport for Norwich project, will mean road closures, lane closures and temporary traffic lights for months of the summer. It is due to start on Monday, May the 22nd, and will continue until Saturday, the 19th of August. It will mean closures of Newmarket Road, Coney Lane and Intwood Road at various stages during the work. There will also be two-way traffic lights on Cringleford Bridge for 9 weeks and at Newmarket Road, Inwood Road Junction for 6 weeks. New zebra crossings put in over Coney Lane and Newmarket Road in Cringleford. New lighting on the footbridge and preparatory work for the introduction of a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit and traffic calming.
The number of train cancellations in the region due to train faults has doubled in the last 4 years, it can be revealed. Brake and door system faults, technical failures and other problems were behind the 805 cancelled Greater Anglia services due to train fault in 2016. Greater Anglia insists its £1.4 billion revamp, in which its entire fleet will be replaced with 169 new trains, will improve reliability. The new trains, set to be deployed in 2019, will be more spacious, include free high-speed internet, feature state-of-the-art passenger information displays and reduce journey times. Greater Anglia pledged the revamp after winning a 9-year franchise in 2016. In 2019, we will start to replace every single one of our old trains with brand new state-of-the-art trains, which should further improve our reliability.